Luke chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this power I will give you, and their glory, because that is delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I choose. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, Get behind me, Satan, because it is written, You shall worship the Lord Jehovah your God, and him only shall you serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. Because it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said to him, It is said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and his fame went out through all the region all around. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day Saturday, and stood up to read. And there was delivered to him the book, scroll, of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book scroll, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book scroll, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all those who were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And all bore him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is this not Joseph's son? And he said to them, You will surely say to me this proverb, Physician, heal yourself. All we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your own country. And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Sarepta, a city of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian. And all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with rage, and rose up, and threw him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill upon which their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through their midst, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days, Saturdays. And they were astonished at his teaching, because his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone, what have we to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold your peace and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and did not hurt him. And they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, What a word is this! Because with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And his fame went out into every place of the country all around. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they called him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered to them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, You are Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him, and came to him, and they wanted him to stay, so that he should not depart from them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because this is why I have been sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee.